Rory O'Neill, NBC News national correspondent. We had analysis earlier, but House passes this debt deal. More Democrats and Republicans voting for it. Now on to the Senate. What happens now, Rory?
Right. So it's wait and see to just how many amendments some of these senators may try to put on this to try to slow it down. But look, it was an overwhelming vote of support for this package in the House last night, and it looks like it's going to eventually get through the Senate. Just the issue is the timing. Perhaps it could pass it maybe Friday night. That's the current speculation. But there are still plenty of people who are opposed to what this package contains. Not enough money for defense, say some. Not enough spending cuts, argue others. So it looks like the Senate will begrudgingly pass this probably tomorrow.
And then, of course, it'll probably go to the White House desk, correct?
Yeah, pretty quickly. Obviously, Monday is the deadline. I think they want to get this done as quickly as possible. Someone said there's nothing as attractive or alluring as the smell of jet fuel in Washington on a Friday. So because they like to leave town, if not Thursday night. But it looks like the Senate will want to get through this and get home.
All right. I appreciate it, Rory, and thanks. Your Florida governor spending more time in New Hampshire today, not in Florida. There you go.
Yeah, he certainly after his little stint in Iowa as well. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Rory, and thanks, national correspondent.